Hey guys, Tim here. And is your gym stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month and you know that you're capable of doing more? You need to check out the Springboard. Springboard's our new 12-month coaching program designed to help you hit $30,000 a month in stable, recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym, just visit gymownercoach.com. That's gymownercoach.com for all the details.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons. Join a special remote Iron Circle experience episode, joined of course by Randy Engston.
Good day, my friend.
And two of our actually newest Iron Circle members.
You and our plebeer.
Plebeer. Yeah, if we have a an Annapolis graduate here. Peyton and Lane Montgomery. No. How are you guys doing?
Well, he wasn't a graduate, so
you never graduated?
Never graduated.
You went to the Naval Academy.
I went to the Naval Academy. Briefly. Then went to Auburn.
I will introduce yourself. Hey guys, welcome to the show. We don't have to get into details about it.
Just introduce ourselves. Hi, I'm Peyton. My husband Lane. We own a gym in the south side of Atlanta called Go Performance and Fitness. We've been open since 2013, and we are new to the Iron Circle. So
brand new.
Okay, well, guys, listen. The reason we wanted to bring you on the show is just kind of share your story. I feel like you guys are perfect clients. I don't know if it was the timing. I don't know what it was, but whatever we said, you listened to, and you've kind of followed the steps. And really, the big takeaway here for me is like what was it? What was the big things that you guys did? So we want to kind of take the story back, to the model prior. Okay, yep. So you guys were running. Tell us about the model that you were running.
You mean to say?
Yeah.
So we were running a model that was based on large group, 24/7 access, and sports performance. So we had typically 2 to 3 coaches, me being the primary coach. So I was doing, a lot of coaching, anywhere between 20 to 30 hours a week, mm-hmm. trying to run the business, mm-hmm. all that good stuff. And so really when I'm going to take us all the way back to COVID, it's funny, I'm sitting there at home. It's, the gym shut down, and it mm-hmm. hit me like, what am I doing this for? Because now I had time. I had time to think about, oh my God, what have I missed out on? Because now I got to spend time with my family, right? I got to value my presence with them and their presence with me. And I started to question things. It's funny, about that time, I get a call. Chris, who was a very part-time coach, he came down to the house, sat down and go, dude, I want to be your manager. Let me manage the gym, and you can have off every Friday.
We're like, what would you like to make?
And we said, what do you want to make, man? Like, what do you
Here's
have to
my
do?
Checkbook.
Yeah, what do you have to do?
Tell us.
And so, like,
and we did.
At that point, I was like, okay, let's do it. And so he came into that role, and of course, there was really no systems, right? I was the system, mm-hmm. meaning Lane's writing all the programs still, Lane's, coaching the coaches, making sure all, our standards are there. And so, what I fell myself into is that I'm paying someone to be a manager, but really I'm still managing, right?
Interesting.
And
okay.
So, and not just that, but Peyton was taking on all the back end, all the details, because she's highly detailed. Highly detailed.
Yeah.
And so she's doing, the books, the day-to-day stuff.
The
and,
billing, the calls, yep. emails. I'm the client manager.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's just, real messy. And then Chris, because we really had no systems and nothing in place, he was getting frustrated because there's no clarity.
Yeah, he didn't know what to do.
Yeah, when there's no clarity, there's no,
Well, to be honest with you, what you're saying isn't uncommon. You mm-hmm. got two owners doing everything in the operations.
Yeah.
Everything's in your head. You got a little lifeline. Somebody wants to help and give you Fridays off,
but
sure, jump in.
But he had no structure, so he wasn't set up to win.
My point is it's not uncommon. That's what we see a lot.
So we hired while Chris was still on board, we hired 2 business coaches to take us through Traction by Gino Wickman, which is which was game changing for our business because it huge. Made us set goals and what are your issues? And like, you need systems. Like if you're going to run this thing, like it's got to run without you. That's the key, right? So we did 2 years of intensive traction coaching. We were about 18 months in, and then we come to the growth summit.
So I think what was so funny about this whole transition is that, you know, as we were establishing our mission, our core values, we also had, you know, our timeline. Like, what do we want to be in 10 years?
And we had already said, we want to be $1 million.
We want to be $1 million gym.
Like that, why not?
We're like, why not? Like we're, you know, we've taken it this far and it was a lot of work, right?
But like, what's next?
Yeah, what's next? And we had all these issues that we kept trying to resolve. We had quarterly rocks that we could never fix. So we just ended up bouncing around. They're like, oh, we can't hit our goals.
What do we do now?
And then I started to feel that same tension that I was feeling back in COVID. Like, okay. I don't want to keep going.
Okay. No burnout, resentment.
A little burnout, a little resentment, right?
And we, with traction, to meet the $1 million model, we'd need almost 400 adults.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. Let's define that. So your model was large group training mostly, and the revenue or the average price on your membership was?
170.
Okay, 170, and you had about 150 clients we talked about. Mm-hmm. So from that line item, we calculated it's 25 grand a month coming in from large group training.
Just from adults.
And then we had we had all our teams, all our athletes.
24/7 access.
Right, 24/7 access.
We sold one-on-ones. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one-on-ones.
Yes, you're all over the place.
It was a little Cheesecake Factory moment. Like, just keep
everything. So we had narrowed kind of our vision a little bit to families and adults, you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had narrowed our vision to families and adults because we knew that the families were
they're sticky
because, you know, if you have the mom and dad coming, the kids come too. Yep. And you know, but you have them this really cheap membership because, like, you know, the more people come, the cheaper it became.
Oh yeah,
per person.
So so per person went down because we thought discounting was the way.
This is how you keep them.
Yeah, this is how you do it. And so you know, I get to that point and it's funny, I'm gonna throw Andy Stanley, right? It's Andy Stanley quote. It's, you know, he says, pay attention to the tension.
Yeah.
And so pay attention to the tension. So I was like, I got to pay attention to it. And I'm sitting there racking my brain, you know, praying, God, you know, what do you want me to do? And it's funny. So I get an email and it's an in-body email.
Okay.
And it says Growth Summit.
Okay.
And Lane goes,
literally,
let's go.
I look at it, I read it, and it says the $1 million gym. Right. And I said, funny. I was like, we want to get to $1 million. We think we can do that in the next 3 years. And I told Peyton, I was like, we've never been, literally, guys, this 13 years in business, never been to any business meetings.
And we've never been a part of any mastermind at all. Never.
Wow.
So, Lane comes to me and he's like, let's go to a business conference. I was like, what?
She's been wanting to do this the entire time.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So we went and we brought Noah, who was our main coach at the time, which was like a clutch move. And we heard the $1 million gym model. We heard the speakers. It was transformative. And we had teed ourselves up working through traction to narrow our focus. What are our values? What are our issues? What are our goals? And then the $1 million model was presented with semi-private. And we're like, this is it. Finally. This is what we're looking for.
Yeah, we had put a lot of work in with our business coach to identify that.
We were literally at bat, ready to swing.
We were at the right moment, right moment in time when I actually read an email from InBody. Yeah, and it was you guys. Yeah, and I was like, who's Tim Lyons? I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But man, the $1 million gym. And I started reading, you know, kind of the outline. And I was like, this would be fun. You know, Chicago. Why not? And so I tell her, we were like, okay, let's go. So we get Noah to come on board. And Noah came with us because we thought Noah was going to be the next Chris. And so we're like, he needs to be a part of this evolution,
whatever
we're told. So we saw so many red lights when we went to the conference, right? Red lights, like all the red lights
all
in our business.
All the things that we weren't doing.
Yeah, like the CLM, you know, everything.
No marketing, no sales consultations. You're grinning at me. Yeah.
I remember these conversations.
Yeah. He's like, how do people find your gym? Like, they download an app and they show up. And you're like, oh my gosh. Like, no automation, no nurturing, just jump in the pool, hope you can swim.
Mm-hmm.
Was crazy. It was
and it was working, and that was
which
crazy.
Was the shocking part.
Yeah, that's the shocking part. Yeah.
But so we realized, like, man, we need to make this a system a machine that will run without us. And semi-private was like, well, this is the way to do it. Like, let's go.
Perfect.
There you go.
And we came home actually at the Growth Summit. I popped up my laptop and turned off all the membership options on the app. I was like, I don't want anybody buying anything else.
Oh, you did it. You made the decision. We're stopping large group training. We're moving to semi-private.
I was like, I don't know the timeline, but I know I don't want someone to buy it today.
Okay. Okay.
So I literally remember sitting there in the middle seat.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, asking all the questions. You guys were studious and like, you know.
It was amazing, guys. You guys just stood there in your eyes. I remember watching you guys at both the pre-con and
my gosh.
And your eyes were right there.
And we've literally implemented all the things.
All the strategy.
Like,
Before we get into that yet, okay, so you're sitting in the Growth Summit, you see the opportunity, the models presented, it makes sense to you, you're in the right time in your business.
Sure.
You've been outworking the problems. You weren't systematized, but you were just outworking it. You know that the math isn't going to work at 170. You need 400 plus members. You told us before the show, your parking lot you can't even host that many cars. No. It's like, okay,
this place is perfect. You identified some of those issues.
Yeah. So when we were working through Traction, we identified all these issues. Like, this is the standing issues list. Like, if we do $1 million gym, what could be the problem? Like, where are they going to park? The gym is going to be an absolute mess. Mm-hmm. We're going to run out of capacity, even though we have an 8,000 square foot space. What about my capacity? Like, these people are driving me crazy. Now we're going to triple them. Like, I have two kids. Like, I want some freedom and autonomy. Sure. And so when we held up the semi-private model against those issues, literally I struck a line through every single one of them. Wow. It was wild.
And so we're sitting upstairs in the hotel room, right? And we're talking about it and we're like going, like, should we do it? And of course, you know, $2,500 for the membership.
For the Iron Circle.
For the Iron Circle. Like, we were like debating, like, should we do it? Like, that's a lot. We're just, you know, we already have a business coach. You know, he's already taken us through Traction. We were about to drop it because it was almost over.
Yeah.
And so we're like, well, now what, do we allocate those funds that way or do we allocate those funds back to us? Right. You know, because you're working so much. Right. You're going, well, I won't, like, at least I want to earn the money.
Let me eat a little bit better for the next few months or something.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. And so we brought Noah in the room and we said, Noah, if this was your business, after hearing all this, and we broke it down for him because he already knew, because he'd been going through Traction with us.
Yeah.
So he saw all the issues. And he was like, if it was my business, I'd do it. And we were like, going,
I was like, and if it were your money, would you do it? He goes, yes.
He was like, yes.
And I was like, then so sign up.
Perfect.
Yep.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Okay. And so that was kind of the...
And we came home and got to work.
We talked to, like, you know, all the other IC members, you know, and we're like thinking, well, is what they're saying true? Like, you know, because there's doubt, right? Sure. And I'm a little bit of a skeptic. So any rim number, 7-6. So I'm fun, happy, you know, happy-go-lucky
guy. Until he has to analyze something, then he's not. Until I have to analyze
something, not overanalyze.
Okay, right? Like, wait a minute. How does this work?
Yeah. So we came home from the Growth Summit going, like, we're going to do this thing. Like, let's get schooled up. I started looking for an extra coach. I knew we were going to need bodies to coach these people because 6-to-1 is different than 14, 15, 16. So we started hiring. He started doing semi-private at the gym. He was coaching it just to get it off the ground with some people. And we kind of handpicked some people, like, oh, hey, buddy, you have back pain? Come here. Mm-hmm. That we knew.
Some strategic moves.
And so we just kind of tested it. I started doing sales. and we started doing marketing.
Yeah, finally. So
we also got some contracts signed. Mm-hmm. I think we didn't have any of those.
We had no contracts.
You guys put systems in place, right?
Yeah.
Some automation, the nurtures, the marketing itself.
Yeah, plugging all the holes, the gaps that you had in your business. Mm-hmm. So we got this semi-private model. It's a much higher price point. Mm-hmm. You've got a ton of loyal clients that are used to this current product. That's what they signed up for. Sure. They're used to paying $170-$200. And here you go coming in, guys. We're making this change. As always, you're going to get some backlash. You're going to get some people that are all in. Obviously you have different camps, right? Sure. I think it's like 30, 30, 30, right?
33. That's about right.
Third of the people are like, yeah, I'm doing this.
And then
the third, like, I'm out of here. I'm never paying more than 171.
You know?
That's correct.
And then some of the people need to see what happens, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what are you showing me here?
They have to experience it too, right?
So when we kind of got our
vision night.
Yeah, we had a vision night. We didn't call it State of the Union because it was near election time and we felt like that was a little polarizing. And so we shared our vision, our core values, our story.
And how all this aligned, like literally moving in this space of large group to semi-private. And if you look at like our mission is to inspire tribe to optimize their lives, like it's the best way to do that, mm-hmm. like with hands down, mm-hmm. it's the best way to do it.
So you believe the model level of service is better for the client, not just for the
model
business.
Matches our mission
mm-hmm.
and our values. And that's why it also made it a no-brainer.
And so then our core values, right? Everything just matched. So consistency in who we are and how we show up. So like if we're consistent in us as people and our coaching, but our systems were not consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So without that clarity, mm-hmm. there's confusion.
Yeah.
Without clarity, there's confusion. And so what it did is it created this beast, right? Because it was a beast. It was a beast because that's what, and it became entitled. Like, you know, you have this, you give everything away and they expect more and more and more.
Talking about your clients.
So
the beast is the client.
The beast was kind of
I created it. The clients are not the issue. It was me. Well, I was the issue. I did this. Yeah. So it was like, it was my boundary, lack of boundaries that created it. Lack of systems.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. You read off a little, mm-hmm. little blurb that you wrote. Yep, and I know you don't have it memorized, but like what you said is like very common. Right.
Why don't you read it? The little nugget.
If you want to read it, yeah, I think it really hit home right here because what you're sharing is the struggle of the owner that feels like the best way to grow his business is to continue to give.
Yeah.
Give, stay up late, show up early, you know.
Do everything.
You know, give that client a break.
Yeah.
You
want to bring your neighbor in for free for
a week?
Okay.
Yeah.
Family, you know, more people, bigger discounts, you know.
But it starts to take a toll. So let's go ahead and read that.
This is pretty interesting. You can't scale what you can't release. I told myself I was protecting the culture, that I was hands-on, that I was modeling ownership. But in truth, I was afraid to be replaced. I was afraid to disappoint people who had come to expect me to be everywhere at once. And I feel like this is where most of the coaches, right, that become business owners,
that's how they feel.
This is what happens. And so I had unknowingly discipled them into dependence on me.
Ooh, I've seen this. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't the mission, right? It was the dependence on me. So when I'm telling them the mission at our vision night, they're going like, wait a minute, you have a vision? I thought you were the vision. You know what I mean? You were the mission. You know what I mean? I'm coming to see you. I'm coming to see Lane. Getting coached by Lane, right? What you created. Because when you are the system, when everything routes through you, when you carry it all in the name of care, you don't create a culture of empowerment. You create a bottleneck. And that's what it was. It became a bottleneck. And so we felt that. I felt it. Again, I paid attention to the tension. And so we hopped on, you know, all the online systems that you guys have created. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, went head in. I remember doing that model builder like 1,000 different ways.
Quick to action.
The overanalyzing
1,000 different ways. How are we going to do this? How are we going to structure it with our current model in place, right? So our large group, how are we going to, because this is the beauty thing, guys. Like we should have said this, you know, back up the story just a little. Is that we redid our gym a year and a half ago, right? And when we redid our gym,
we put the racks in the middle.
Literally, we put the racks in the middle and it became pods. Yep. Without us even knowing that it was set up that way. And so our pods were perfect. So
for semi-private,
for semi-private. Yeah. So it really aligned. So when it was, it made it easy. So when I did the model builder, I realized, okay, I can have two groups of four going on while simultaneously training a large group.
Mm-hmm. So that's where we started. Because we need to get our sea legs. Mm-hmm. Like, well, we haven't done this before. And so we just shared the vision at our vision night and offered, hey, we have got 16 spots. If you want to come try it, you'll keep your current rate. You get 4 weeks in semi-private. We, you know, the hope is to convert you at the end. We converted some, didn't convert all. You know, the people who raised their hand earlier, they're like, that sounds great. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, okay. No,
so I think we started in November. Mm-hmm. We had, I think, around 25 adults doing it, right?
Early adopters.
Early
adopters that were trying it. Then we converted them. Then we were selling into it. And we sold it like hotcakes, like real fast, because we had never done ads. And so it was like, oh.
Wait, this works?
What? Yeah. You have to advertise, turns out. And then we were growing into semi-private, and there were session times that were getting full and that were crowding our large group space. Like, oh, shoot. And we felt this tension that all y'all told us we would feel.
Sure.
You're going to feel tension. They're warring cultures. I'm like, no. My people are built different.
They love us. Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Again, this goes back to me being the system, right?
Yep. Yep.
And so when I'm the system and they see me training other people that are not them, and now they're not the highest priced members in the gym. They're now the lower priced
and
members
in the gym. And they got wind. We're not selling into it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And so,
so we that felt became this tension. Real
and then
tension.
It, then it was like, you know, they would make comments, you know, like, oh, y'all are the rich people over there.
Yeah. What's mm-hmm. so funny about mm-hmm. that, you know, you can speak to this, Randy, it's this mindset of like, you're not allowed to be successful.
Correct. Oh,
yeah. Why are you not allowed to make money? Why do you have to be a slave
to the system?
To the system? You don't. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, it hurts your feelings. They say it behind your back. You can hear them talking about it. Same thing happened to me when I started moving myself out of the operation. We had a whole group of women who said like, hey, Tim's not here. I feel like this is getting too big. He's not mopping the floors anymore.
It's not the mom and pop
taking the trash out. I'm like, why can't I be successful? It wasn't okay for me to do it. Right. For them, no problem. Right. So it's, I'm glad you guys, I mean, here's the kicker here. You made some radical changes.
Yeah.
You can't be in a position of weakness or uncertainty when you do this, because it'll fall apart. We have a client we're dealing with right now, right? You guys were in the right place, mindset-wise.
Yeah.
You were ready to do it. And I've never seen anybody move faster than you guys.
We did move with record speed.
Credit to the fact, I mean, you showed up at the Grow Summit, you were studious, you were hungry.
You're
open-minded. Exactly. Like, and it probably helped that your vision mm-hmm. with the message that was being shared as the million-dollar model and things like that, that alignment, mm-hmm. right, created that openness and willingness mm-hmm. to kind of lean in, if you may.
And we said, if we're going to spend this money, kind
of, I'm going to squeeze all the juice out of this lemon there is to squeeze.
We're going to go for it. Like, we're going to.
I'm on all the calls.
Yeah, we're buying in. Like, we got to do it.
We got to do it.
You know,
we did it. And we took your advice. We took the coaching. You're like, you gotta do it this way and this way. It was like a recipe. I'm like, mm-hmm. if this is the recipe, I'm gonna follow it. Because I don't know what I'm doing. Like, obviously this was chaos. I wanna move to structure and systems and clarity and
simplicity
in my business. We like our business so much more than we
do. So you got to think. Well, so now we have all these services, right? You got the large group.
Before.
You got one-on-ones. You got athletes. You got, you know,
open gym.
Yeah, open gym. You got everything. And so you're going like, it's so complex. You know, people are calling, cancel memberships, buy memberships. It's messy. You don't know who's really a member and who's really not a member. And then all of a sudden now you go from selling these five services to selling one service.
Well, and athletes, of course, but that's kind of irrelevant.
Which is different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, you know, really we were like, dude, this one service is simple. Like, we just put all our focus, all our energy into one versus five.
And let's go.
And what can you do?
Yeah. And let's just quickly discuss the numbers. I remember we said 170 was your average price point. Mm-hmm. You had 150 members right now. We fast forward 6 months, maybe, since the change.
Yep.
You're tapping on 100 members at $370.
That's about the average,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, average. What's your higher price point?
$399.
So $399 is the high price point. Making more than you were, completely replaced all that revenue that you lost. And you obviously converted some over. You're selling into it. You set some new goals.
Yeah.
For the end of what, the quarter?
Yeah. So our quarter two goal is to have 108 semi-private. Okay. And we're knocking on the door of 100 right now, and it's May. We got a whole another 6 weeks to go. And you got 12
people in the system that could convert.
Yep, so. I got some people that are in the queue to convert. And then we moved Noah into the director role. Mm-hmm. So I'm no longer doing sales. Lane is completely off the coaching floor. So we can drive the ship now.
Yep.
Like, we're at the helm.
So you peeled off, you took away a third of your client count, and you're making more on that line item than you were. So people say, like, hey, you know what, member count, I want to have 500 members on three.
Do you?
You don't. Having less members and making more money per month,
mm-hmm. That's a no-brainer.
That's a huge win.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got this new business now. You guys are more excited probably than you ever been. I mean, you're all in. You're coming to the events. You guys are on vacation. Every time we get on a global call, you guys are at the beach somewhere.
if the camera's even on.
Yeah.
The pool side.
Which is fine.
Hey,
which is
great.
Which is killer because, like, look, guys, you're not in the gym. Yeah, busting your ass anymore.
I mean, this coming up in June, we are going to go away on a vacation. We're truly going to unplug for the first time in 13 years.
Wow.
I'm uninstalling my email app. I'm turning off Nomly texts. Like,
yeah,
I'm done. My phone is going to be a camera. That's it.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about where you guys are more from, like, an emotional standpoint, clarity in the business, how you feel walking into that business versus that burnout, the resentment, the...
Yeah. So I think there's, you know, for me, there's still that transition. I'm still transitioning. I'm in the middle.
Sure.
Right, I'm in the middle.
In the messy middle.
I'm really enjoying where our business is now, but I am reconciling what it was and what it did to my time, mm-hmm. my family, right? All the sacrifices that I made. That, of course, got us to this position, and I'm very happy that it did. But I'm going, I want my time back. I want freedom back.
You're a little bit like,
mm-hmm. and so
figuring out what you kind of lost in along exactly. the way, and it wasn't like all at once. It was just like a slow.
So
So what you're starting to come to realization is like, man, I lost a lot of years here. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's coming down
yeah,
to?
Yeah, we have two young kids that, you know, he was working late and staying that extra time to someone who wasn't paying full price or, you know, and he did that because he cared, right? Like,
well, you read it off. You were the system.
I think for me to not be mired in the details of the back end, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I can lead my people well because they're the birds in my nest. We talked about this yesterday, like outside of my family, my coaches I will fight for them. And so I can give them professional development opportunities. I can keep a pulse on them. I can bring them a morning coffee because I'm on my way in.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, not, oh my gosh, I'm on the phone. I got a call. Wow. I can love them. We can pour into them and they can pour into our clients.
Cool.
And so that's where our energy is now.
Mm-hmm.
Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
You know, clients that moved from large group to small group, they all have recognized and noticed the improvement in the quality of the coaching.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Just because it's semi-private, but it's because now we've created systems.
People run them.
Yep, that's mm-hmm. correct. And people run them. And so we're doing like coach the coaches every week. We're doing our meetings. And when you create structure and this clarity, now they can run with it and grow and become the experts that you know they can become.
Yeah. And to piggyback on that a little bit, I think I said this on an accelerator call. I'm like, when we got out of the way, our people leveled up. We were the stopgap. Like,
it usually is the way.
I was like, I guess I'll hand off sales to Noah. I wasn't doing like a great job. And then he literally built all these systems, hired a, put a ChatGPT bot together to gamify sales. I was like, okay, well, you're clearly smarter than me. So fine, you do. And even our coaches have just leveled up, like, because, hey, we're running the business. We're not in the day-to-day. And so they've just leveled up. You're probably in the way of talent from your people.
Sure.
So get out of the way.
Well, and, you know, when you're in it, and I'm sure you guys were, you were working your asses off, and it, you're not getting to a point where you feel the return it, for the same level of effort, mm-hmm. right? When you get burnt out, when you resent it, and at the same time, you feel handcuffed.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's, well, and you, I think the biggest thing is you identified the path that you were on isn't going to get you to the end goal in sight.
No, that's, I mean, I feel...
Because you're really thinking that the money, like, and I think this is funny, you're thinking the money is going to fix the system issue.
Interesting.
And that's why we were going $1 million gym, right? We're like, oh, we want to be a $1 million gym, right? And so what we realized is it's not the $1 million that's going to fix it. It's the system that you implement is going to fix your time issue. It's a time, not a money thing. So you would rather trade, I would rather trade money to get back time.
Sure.
And so
that's why we did, a lot of this.
It allowed us to get back that time, the valuable time in the morning where I can take the kids to school.
Yeah,
he takes the kids. The valuable time to be at home, to have dinner, to sit around the table, to go on walks with my wife. I mean, all the things. We've gone on more walks in the last...
I wish we'd tracked it since September. I bet we've walked 1,000 miles.
It's been great.
We're talking about the business. Like, what do we do here? What do we do? What do we do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you said it, man. Your mindset of buying time is my mindset, right? Mm-hmm. I buy shortcuts. You bought coaching. You bought a system to implement. You bought solutions to problems you didn't know you're going to have.
Yep.
And you bought all that. I mean,
and you're buying customers from the marketplace.
And you're buying them out of the company. So it's either like you've tried to figure this out on your own, which you did for 13 years, and you got your system started with the tracks and stuff, but like the model was wrong. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unfortunately, as much as we like traction, we brought Gino Wickman out. He doesn't know semi-private training. He doesn't know the gym model and the financial model. So like, sure, all of the systems behind it to deliver the product, but he didn't understand the product. So you needed to see that. Then you're like, aha.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then so now it's all kind of coming to fruition. I mean, we're not even 6 months in. You joined the Iron Circle in September. It's May.
We've done so much. We've been action takers because that's how we're wired. Like, we're going to do something. And we've gotten so much about the reason we could have done it fast is because we've had 50, 60 people behind us going, do this, like cheerleaders going, you can win, you can do this, like make this system, you helped me build the CLA, like couldn't have done it on my own. It would have taken triple the time. So
it took me 10 years to build this.
The Iron Circle has been behind us the entire way.
Sure, I think it's very important for people to hear that it's not perfection, it's a process. It's not perfection, it's a process. So like when we, you know, made the decision to do this with you guys, we knew it wasn't going to be perfect, meaning how we were going to do it wasn't going to be perfect, but we didn't care. We're like, we have to move forward. So moving forward is better than being perfect, right? We knew that.
And
so
progress over perfection. Yeah, progress. Let's get it done. Let's not get it perfect.
And so we did it. And so it was step by step along the way, doing the vision night, you know, telling everybody what we were doing, you know, just to doing session by session, you know, eventually pulling myself out, getting a coach in there to do it. And then we just kept going. And again, it's a snowball effect, right? You start with a little momentum, and then you start with the doubt turns into belief.
Yeah.
Right. And then once you have that belief, like, you're going, this can work. This is going to work. Then you start seeing leads pop up on your phone.
Somebody booked a consultation with you.
Dude, okay. That's awesome.
And so, you guys aren't lifting a finger to fulfill on the sales component or the training. I mean,
no.
So let's just put it this way. I mean, I know you're about to say something, but you know, you're probably here. There's marketing running behind you.
Oh, yeah.
There's booked appointments being booked.
Yeah, Noah sold a year-long membership yesterday. He sent me a little coffee cup in the chat. He goes, have a great weekend. I was like, you too, buddy. And what's that
year-long membership worth?
About $5,000.
Yeah. So you just sold it while you were here. Yeah. Just chilling out.
Okay. My phone hasn't rang or dinged. Like, everybody knows, like, Noah is the guy. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not your girl anymore. Like, he's running the ship. And Find somebody you trust, give him the autonomy and power to do it, and he's killing it.
Yeah.
You guys, your transition is, I mean, it's right in line with what we talk about, back to the cash flow quadrant, right? The difference between being a business owner,
an entrepreneur,
where everything happens on you, right? You're in the fulfillment component. You are the trainer, not a you're the guy everyone wants to be with, right? You were in the sales seat and the operations component. You recognized systems are the way. You trusted the process.
Yeah.
You implemented the systems. You put the right people into position to run those systems, which is the catalyst for you guys getting that time and energy back. You not only did you spend it, you know, at the end of the day, it's not like you guys are sitting on the beat. Like, yes, you're having more time, but you're not ignorant to the fact that the business is your vision, right? And you're employing and instilling value into your team. You're developing them like you're talking about. Yeah. So instead of you having to be the one that's handcuffed to the business doing all of that work, you recognize the systems and then the people and following that process. I mean, look at where you guys are today in comparison. I think, you know, the revenue and things like that, it's all beautiful. But at the end of the day, guys, it's why are we doing this? What is a business providing for you guys? And I think you finally have a business you can look at as opposed to
well, and I think Blaine says this all the time, like as an entrepreneur, I value freedom.
Yeah.
We thought we had freedom because we owned a business. Like we run some stuff for the business tax free, you know, like that's a
couple
not,
little perks.
That's not freedom.
No,
that's not. You just like are
literally
running a,
handcuffed.
You're handcuffed. Like you can't go away. You can go away, but you're going to check your phone all the time. People need you. You're thinking about the business all the time. Like that's freedom.
Sure.
And you
sure.
feel the slowdown. You know, back, you know, a year ago we'd go on a vacation and you felt you were moving forward. And then when you leave, it slows back down.
All right. I got to go. Put, so I got to go double down back when I get
you
home.
You are the, you know, you're the rudder, you know, you're the engine, you know, you're the whole,
you're the captain,
you're the captain,
you're rowing everything. Sometimes.
Yeah. Oh man. And so now you're basically just the captain casting the vision. And then you have everything in place to move the vessel forward. Right. And so that's the, you know, that's the beautiful thing about what you guys have created. You've created this, not really a product, but a, almost like a gym catalyst.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like the gym catalyst, a catalyst to see what being a business owner and entrepreneur really looks like and seeing people like you guys, y'all have already set the stone in front of us. You've already done it.
Like, okay, we'll do that.
So we can do it too. And then you have all these members that are sitting around the Iron Circle that have already done it too. And the most successful ones
of the IC
actually do what you tell them to do. It's so interesting.
Isn't that how coaching works? That's funny. Like, that's a funny
thing. The commonalities of our clients, right? Like, hey, show up to your training session.
Well, I said, we said, we're going to treat this coaching platform like I want my perfect clients to treat us. If you say do this and drink water, I want to be coachable. Like, so if you say do it, like you push back, you give me grief sometimes. Okay, well, you're going to want me to be better. You're in it for us.
That's the whole point. Like we want to be coached. Like we wouldn't have done it if we didn't want to be coached.
Yeah. Perfect clients right here. Perfect clients. So that's awesome. So thanks for sharing that. What's next? What's the next step for you guys?
Oh gosh, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
I mean, I've heard a few.
Well,
I'm just wondering if they're still in the play.
We're mulling over some things. We are gonna homeschool our kids next year, which is crazy. That's gonna be coming out of my mouth. To be with them, to be with them more.
And you're gonna homeschool your kids.
Gonna homeschool them. We're gonna.
You got the time.
We have time, and we are gonna pour into our people and take the moment to breathe. Like I think when September rolls back around, like we'll look back at what we've done and be like, okay, we're a year in.
We didn't start selling semi-private
until November.
Literally until November.
Yeah.
So, you know, you think six months. Yeah. Seven months has done. What's going to happen in the next six or 7 months? Yeah. You know, you're going to be in a completely different playing field. So now we can, you know, now we can truly invest our time into actually not just better mission for our clients and our coaches, but also to create a legacy for our kids.
Yeah.
That's great. vision opens wide open now. You're not locked to the gym anymore.
Well, so. the drawing board was just wiped clean. Like, well, we can choose.
And that makes it fun, right?
We can choose.
Go on those walks. You can talk.
Oh, man. We've had some crazy ideas. Yeah. We're like, anything is possible.
You know, we called Tim the other week and going like, if we got all our systems and processes in place.
Can we live remotely?
You know, can we go, you know, across the world?
Take the kids.
Yeah, take the kids and... You know,
and the answer is yes. No, you can.
Yes, yeah.
So, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And we'll see.
Right?
You should be allowed to do that, by the way. Mm-hmm. So don't feel bad about it. So, so listen, guys, that was awesome. Thanks for sharing the story. You guys are, like I said, the perfect clients. You did everything we asked. At record speed. Your lives have changed. You know, the things you said before the show and on that little note, like, really hits hard, because that's what we see every single day. We see gym owners feeling like they're doing the right thing, but they're digging themselves in a bigger hole because they're giving. And then 13 years go by and you're like, kick yourself a little bit. Mm-hmm. So you found the light. We appreciate you guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hopefully that helped you guys listening a little bit of the backstory from, we don't do these client spotlights at all, but, we felt it was perfect timing. So
thanks.
So that's it for this episode, guys. Hopefully that helped you guys. We'll see you on the next show. Keep changing lives. See you. Bye.
All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.